everyone. Well, here we are, another BBS radio show. Today is Wednesday, and I believe it's the 20th today. So it's the 20th of December, 2017. So let's clear the date. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll bring up the light bean or beans on your monitor screen. Bring you some peace energy. Here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And have a situation going on. We'll help you with that. So here we go. Think of it right now, the situation that you're dealing with or an issue or something. So let's try to get that away from you on the timeline that you're visiting that on. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is ready to go. I think she is. Are you ready, Michelle?
Yes, I am ready. And welcome, everybody. It's Wednesday night once again. And on the show, we answer your questions. So if you have any questions you want to write in, the email is clsquestions@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear your questions. We do read them right on the air. And we try to get them answered by Ron. So I'm just searching for a great question to start out the night with, Ron. Let's see. We have a couple suggestions. The first one that came up talks about bites, usually having to do with, like, insect stings, things like that. The person is suggesting using herbs and essential oils. And also, they say, can one do an object clearing on the natural remedies that we make or buy? Would that help the healing?
Yeah, I'm sure that could, yes. Go into the object clearing there and burn some energy with it, yes. I don't see why not. And also do the bison sting clearing. So, back to you.
That's a good one. And is the object clearing also the great one that we would do if we're trying to clear our computer of any old energies?
Yeah, you could do that with that and just see how that works. Sometimes it's a little more difficult to clear stuff off, but people have had success when the computers are kind of getting goofy, and they do that, and it would work fine. So, yeah, but that is a possibility.
Okay, well, very good to know. And one of our listeners is wondering, Ron, did you see this movie? It's called Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets.
No, I have not.
I haven't either. I haven't heard of it, but I guess I'm going to write it down. I mean, they don't really say much else. So they just wanted to know if you'd seen it. But so the title is Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. That's a movie. So interesting. I'm looking for a place just to write that down. I'm always looking for good movies. And, of course, I like the ones that have a theme that are, you know, a creation lecture person would find of particular interest. Okay, so Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. That's a lot of planets in one city, but maybe it's like a really massive, massive city. Probably is if it's alien, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? In our concept, we have no idea, right? Because we've been living on this planet for as long as we know, but I suppose some aliens have massive cities, and to them, we're tiny. We're probably just not that big at all. Okay, let's see. This next one says, the person is wondering if they should get the entity whole life clearing. They have been using the entity, just a regular one, not unlimited, for a couple weeks just to clear their day-to-day per their age, not the situation, though. But can you explain why a person might want to get the entity and particularly the unlimited?
Well, all the whole life clearings only work one time typically. They might work three times, but other than that, you're not really doing a clearing. Because it's not, the protocol is not there to have that one clearing, which is a whole lifetime clearing for your present life, done more than one time. So it may work three times, but after that, it's just going to not do anything because you're not on the unlimited version. So if you're doing it, say, 2 weeks, 14 days doing the present lifetime one, it only worked probably three times for you, if that. So you have to get the unlimited. Remember, the whole lifetime, it just clears you, and you're done. And then from there, you get the unlimited version to stay current with your life, which would be in the future after you completed your whole lifetime clearing. And then you can enter into that, an issue that you know about, where there's a problem. So, back to you.
Yeah, and I think it's a great idea, particularly with the entity one, because entities are constantly moving in and out of us, depending on where we are or what we're going through or whatever. It can almost be any type of entity at any time. So it's something you'd want to do consistently, and especially if you have a body pain in a certain body part. Don't you think there's usually entities in there, and you can clear them out with like a minimum of like 2,000 minutes or 32 hours or something?
Yeah, that could probably work, yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
So, yeah, you want to just put in your problem that you're dealing with entities. Normally, if you are having an addiction or had one, you want to keep on that clearing for a long time so they don't come in. A long time, maybe 6 months or a year after you got rid of your addiction, because your body could still be resonating to your addiction even though you're not addicted. So you want to just keep doing that over and over again. Now, somebody who is addicted, we'll say that maybe you have, you have children maybe, and or they're older, and they're addicted to maybe pot or cocaine or something like that, then, or even alcohol. You can get the clearing for them, first do their whole life, and then get on it and do the unlimited for that particular addiction. And you probably want to, do it, three times a day for them, or just keep it running, because the entities are still there, probably in the body. You get them kicked out off and on, but other ones can come in, and if they're hanging around a group of people, who are addicted to whatever it is that your son or daughter's addicted to, then they'll pick up entities from those people, even though they're not having that addiction in that particular moment, and then they can take it on again. So you just want to keep clearing them. And sometimes it can be kind of disconcerting if the person doesn't find new friends and these entities are body hopping. But it's up to the person then to eliminate everybody in their past with that addiction. Just don't go there. Or don't go, walking by, in your particular city or town or whatever, a place where there's maybe a bunch of bars, and that you're an alcoholic. Well, entities are waiting outside to pull you in, so you need to change your lifestyle and go a different direction. So that's your self-empowerment. How self-empowered are you to want to get rid of the addiction? You have to change your lifestyle to get rid of it, and you want to stay on that addiction of entities, or even do the addiction clearing to get off of it. One or two times is not going to help you. You need to get the unlimited version of these. So back to you.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Good explanation. And I also noticed let's say you go to some old museum or like an old castle or something, there's energies around there, and it could be entities. Who knows if it's just residual energy or entities. But if it's entities, they're probably going to attach to whoever's kind of visiting, basically. But I know we talked about this a while ago. It's a good idea, if you know you're going in that situation, to maybe run that clearing so they don't ever come to you. Would that work, Ron?
Well, if you have the interest to look at something, then yeah, the entities will be there, because, they're invisible and they could attach to you. And it could also be like somebody who, say, bites their fingernails, or there's people that scratch themselves or cut themselves, you know, that would be entities too. So, you know, you'd want to do that type of clearing. And it could even be an addiction to you. It all depends. So that's what those clearings are for, is to get rid of energies that are external from yourself coming into you, causing this problem. So back to you.
Wow, it's really interesting. As you were talking about this, I remember speaking to somebody about an addiction that it was a woman. She was talking about her son had this, and I kind of touched on, you know, the idea of entities a little bit. And previous to me mentioning that, she was incredibly receptive. And then all of a sudden, she was just like, nope, and just kind of walked away. And I thought, oh, well, that was the entities. They didn't want to hear that because they don't want something to kick them out. So they're going to make you want to, you know, not believe this or to not do the clearings because they want to stay where they are.
Yep, they don't want to find a new house. So, yep, that's it.
Yep. Or they're comfortable where they are. They don't know what the other side might look like, even though the other side of, you know, what occurs within it. Well, can you explain what occurs to an entity when they leave us and the light beings have taken them? Do they go somewhere? Is it a better place for them to be, but they just don't know that?
They're terminated.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
No longer exist.
Yeah, to them it probably looks like no fun, but actually it's peaceful and they're probably better off. So. Okay. All right. The next question is, somebody had a question about the mind of the body death barcodes, and then they didn't hear what they thought was the given answer because their BBS went out. So they were just wondering if you could explain a little bit. They have completed the death barcodes, and they're ready to move on to their mind of the body death barcodes. I believe at this point it would entail them buying the unlimited death barcode removal, and then that's already built in.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, and you'd have to email me and ask me how many mind of the body death barcodes you have. And that clearing is only 1 hour in length, where the original one, which would be your original death barcode, is a two-hour clearing. Mind of the body is only 1 hour, and you can put in or up, we'll say, three screens if you wish, because sometimes you could have quite a bit of energy there of the mind of the body being taken over. So I can't, you know, if you write me and I tell you you have 250 of these, you know, that's, you know, what it would be, whereas you'd never have probably 250 of the death of the body, you know, which would be your personal body to die. Normally those are typically under 20. So the mind of the body could have a lot of death barcodes on it. So back to you.
Huh. Is the mind of the body like your mind trying to make up excuses why it would want to die, or what is that exactly?
Well, the mind of the body is your internal healing mechanism. And so the darkness will attach to it and prevent it from doing its job. And it won't have any energy to fight an illness, put it that way. So you want to clean that off and get rid of those barcodes on it. If your mind and your body is not functional, you probably won't live very long, because that's your internal healer. So back to you.
Oh, wow. Okay, so very important. Okay. All right. One of our listeners is wondering if we could have, I believe, a healing, particularly for people who are breathing in smoke from fires in California or wherever there may be fires. I just happen to know there's a lot of them around California.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. or what they could do?
I cannot do one right now for people. I don't know what's on the website. I would probably get the alien blood barcode, because the air that you're breathing, even, you know, when it goes into your lungs, that's the oxygen that's going to your body, and that goes into your blood. So I think the alien oxygen one would be one that you'd want to clear. That's a barcode. It will not typically affect or work with your lungs if you have particles in there, you know, for a lung clearing. But it will help you, since you're having, say, improper oxygen being fed to you, or something where the aliens have come in who want to change the frequency of your oxygen. So, back to you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm wondering if also maybe the special healing would work, or the body rejuvenation, possibly.
Yeah, the body rejuvenation, you could probably enter something in there, or the body jumpstart, maybe. Yeah, if you could try either one of those, maybe. And then we do have our call coming up on the 25th here, which is the body, you know, organ restoration. That could definitely help.
Yeah, that's a great deal, too. And it's $50, and that really helps all of your organs and different body systems that Ron will be working on. So good call to do. So is that going to be 1 p.m. starting Pacific time?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Okay, great. So we've done that before. Most of you may have joined us on those previous calls, but if you're new, it's a $50 donation, then you email Ron the receipt, and he emails you back the codes, but very close to the time the call happens, so don't expect it to come soon, although it is the 20th, and that's just 5 days away. So in about 5 days, we'll be looking at getting those out, right? I guess.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. Now, this question is about the psychic billboard, and the person says they're a first-time user. They're wondering, can they open three windows and run the same issue at the same time? And I believe the reason they're asking this is because the psychic billboard says to clear and to change your psychic billboard for your past, your present, and your future. So I think they're asking if they can do all three of those at the same time.
Yes, you can. Uh-huh.
Okay, that would be great, huh? Because you're dealing with that one issue and you're knocking it out of the ballpark, because you're getting all three timelines, past, present, and future. So that's a great idea, listener. Thank you very much. So if anyone missed that, that's talking about the psychic billboard. Okay, so let's see here. Okay, this one deals with the death barcode, which we just talked about. Okay. Okay, that's another one. Ron, did you want to say anything else about the organ rejuvenation call before we move on?
Just that it's a great call and get on it. That's about it. Being in the present moment, I don't have much of a recall from last time, so I'll have to prepare for that. And I'll know what's happening during the call. But right now, I don't have any information.
Okay. All right. Not a problem. Okay. So I'm just looking for another question here. Okay. Question for BBS. I have been using the Eliminating Alien Attack page for clearing and returning my spirit to me from pictures I've been using, option number 10, by writing in the box under Spirit to Body Integration. My question is, is this working to return my spirit from the photos back to me?
Oh, of course it is, yes. Uh-huh. So I think maybe you're probably talking about family pictures. Naturally, when you went to school, you have, your class annual, I guess, you know, where they have everybody in the school in this annual that shows your picture. It won't take them from that. Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, okay. And just in case the listener wants to know, the Alien Attack page, I know it's something that you buy by the month, so you can only use it for a certain amount of time. But you can always do spirit integration, so bringing your spirit back. And there's a couple free ones attached to some of the free healings that are on the website. And I believe the one that I typically go to, I just want to check to make sure that that's exactly what it says. But under free healings, there's one that says 2,000-year barcode removal. And you can put your name at the top. And then step number 22 says spirit integration. And this spirit integration is actually part of many healings. But because this one is free and it's basically always up, it's good to have that as a separate window, always doing that spirit integration as you do other healings, because when you're doing other healings, it's pulling that particular darkness out of you, and then the spirit integration can be constantly bringing your spirit back. Is that kind of how it works, Ron?
Yes, you hit the nail on the head. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so that's a little trick, and I've been doing it for so long, I don't really notice the difference anymore, but when I first started doing it, I did it like overnight once, and I ran the spirit integration overnight, and man, I felt great the next day. I just remember that. I was like, oh yeah, this really worked. Okay, so, all right, let's see here. Well, somebody is wondering, okay, they were wondering if you could do a object clearing on my new battery for my truck, which is funny because I know somebody else who just got a new battery too. It says PayPal will not let me into this clearing this particular week. They've gotten it other times though, and then they're going to send a donation, because they know that you typically have donations for this. They've been running natal barcode clearings on the battery already. I assume, yes, it's for a vehicle. But they were wondering if you would be able to do a sample on that.
Okay, here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, that should help it out somewhat there until you actually get on the site to do it. So, great.
Okay, good. Okay, now the person that had the entity question earlier, they wrote back and they say, clarification, my first experience with entity clearing was 1 month intensive focus. They started out, they just did 3 weeks of having it, so they must have just bought the regular one. Okay, and they know they need to go back and get the unlimited version. Oh, they did buy the unlimited version. Okay, so this is interesting, Ron. They said they did buy the unlimited version, but for some reason they thought they didn't need to buy the whole life first, so that means they just bought the $50 unlimited version. I think that in order for that to work, because that will go into our future, but it still only clears from your now into your past, does the person need to get the entity whole life clearing, just the original version?
Yes, that's what we have it up there for, yeah.
Okay.
So to kind of clarify that, some people think that because they're going to be spending $50 instead of maybe $150, they get that one, thinking that it's going to work the same, and it does not. So let's just say that you purchased a unlimited version clearing without doing your whole life. So I'll first talk about what the whole life clearing is. That clears your whole life of everything. dealing with entities that are attached to you. So now you come in, you go, well, I'm going to save $100, so I'm going to buy the $50 clearing. And so when you get on that one, that will just clear probably one day of one issue that you put in. Is it successful? Yes. But what about your whole life? And, you know, it's, you know, your problem is with your whole life, not the one day that you're trying to clear. So if you cleared your whole life initially, you may not really need to use the unlimited, but you can, you know, if you have a situation going on. So that's the way it works. So it will work if you bought that, but to me, you're kind of wasting your time because, you know, how many thoughts, how many conditions, situations have you had in your whole life? We could talk about the emotional clearing. You probably are getting emotional energies continuously from people just in one day. So if you just bought the unlimited emotional clearing, it will just clear one situation with you for a day. It won't get your past. And the past is what's used to bring forth your future. So to me, you know, it will work, but you're wasting your time because you only have one issue cleared. And it will work 100% for one issue. So back to you. And you can't go back, you know, and put in the box that you want to go back to your birth. That does not work. You know, it only go back a certain amount of time. It's designed for people. If maybe they did a whole lifetime clearing, say, 5 years ago, and they want to get current. Then it can go back maybe 5 years on that. But other than that, you know, that's why we have the unlimited to stay current, which would be your future from when you stop the clearing that you're doing. And it is listed that way. There is instructions that indicate that on the website. Back to you.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right. Somebody wrote, today assigned for 12/20, that's the day it is today, International Human Solidarity Day is so appropriate, I guess that's the name for the day, with sovereign time traveling soldiers. Go Vikings. Not the sports team, my unit.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, good.
Oh, hey, did something happen today? It was just such a strange low energy today. And I asked somebody else about it, and they're like, yeah, I feel that too. I just wondered.
Yeah, there is a lot going on, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. This one just says, it's a comment, so it was not sent as an email. It was sent as through the fast chat, so those are always anonymous. And it says, Native American chief used mid-New Age quantum energy. I think that may have been in reply to you speaking about a particular Native American chief, and you weren't sure who it was, but you shared a story about him on Monday's show, and it doesn't say who it was, but they said that he was using quantum energy or something. Okay.
Yeah, that's good. It could have been Geronimo. I just don't know, you know? I know that, you know, the person that was that chief doing that could have even been a time traveler. And he may have showed up as a hologram, maybe from a different time. But his perception maybe would be a little different than, you know, from being here. But just to say that maybe he was a time traveler and he goes, boy, you know, there's a bad situation here. All these soldiers are going to be attacking my Indian tribe, and what I'm going to do now is come in from maybe a different timeline, a different future, kind of hard to describe here, bringing forth his being from a different reality, I could use that term, I guess, and then having that being look physical, and the bullets being shot at him would not affect him because he is a hologram, but to everybody else, he looked real. So that's another way of looking at, you know, a way to maybe use a timeline, which you probably couldn't do yourself, but I'm just looking at it, you know, in a different way. And you could call that, future new age technologies, you know, that we know about, which maybe were not discussed back then. Or maybe, you know, it was widely known more and it got blocked from us because they didn't want us to have all the information of what reality is or what it isn't. So anyway, back to you. Thank you, Michelle.
Okay. All right. Somebody just asked, hey, but can we have this false human bodies removed from the planet, like a huge spring clearing? I believe they might be speaking about how we were removing the clones.
Okay, what kind of bodies do they want to have them removed?
It says false human bodies.
False?
Yeah, false. Like, would that be clones, like fake?
We could talk about that maybe more in about a week.
Okay. All right. We'll revisit that one later. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Is there something that I could change or something I can do to move this social media icon away from the side of the windows? I'm not sure what they're talking about. I think they might be speaking about their computer, actually.
Oh, huh. Yeah. I've had that going in different places. And on the right side, you know, there's things running to buy something or whatever. Yeah. I don't know how to do that. Maybe you have to go talk to somebody who is, you know, computer savvy, but I'm sure that maybe there's a way to get rid of those ads if that's what you're looking at, or just information being fed to you. I just don't know.
You know what? They explain a little bit more, Ron. I believe what they're talking about is just recently on the clearings, when you open a new window, there's the social media icon running very small on the right-hand side, but as you're running a clearing. And theirs appear large, so that might be a setting that they have on their particular computer. But I think they're wondering if there's a way to not have them at all as they, you know, are running while we're running Creation Lightship Healing, and they just recently started being there. Or can you remove the energy from that? That's what they're asking.
Well, I'll see if we can get rid of the information on the side of the healing page, maybe. We'll just see if that's a possibility. You might even be able to increase the width of the healing page, which would make the light beam larger, and it would take everything else from left to right, maybe, and remove it so that you... Well, why don't you do I think it's F11. I don't know if that's universal or not, but I think it's function F11. Maybe, you know, maybe somebody could let us know. But I know when I go to the expos, if I do that, it becomes full screen when I put the light beam up. And, you know, it makes a different picture. And I know you can change the size of what you're viewing, too, to be larger, but you need somebody else to talk to you about that. So back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, so one of our listeners, he listens, I think, mostly on archive. He has a couple questions. They always write some very interesting questions. So the first one is, I recently came across by accident, as if it were something I downloaded but didn't know about it. It's an essay called Invasion, and it is long. It is very detailed about the sovereign soldiers and made me realize very clearly how serious the earth and man's situation truly is. It's very stirring. Maybe it should be highlighted for everyone to read I wonder how relevant it is for now. I believe that went up just recently. But, Ron, do you know what he's talking about?
I've seen a couple of things come through. I haven't read all of them. There was some information put out somehow, somewhere, maybe in, I don't know when that was, maybe 13 or something. I cannot, since I didn't write it myself, I can't, I don't know how valid it is, okay, and what the credibility of it is, but it could talk about what was going on back then. At this moment, by not reading it, I can't endorse it, and I don't know what it is, but if you read it, then it sounds kind of like what we're talking about, then yeah, it could be, you know, pretty accurate, maybe, but I personally don't know. And so back to you.
Yes, I actually, that's funny, because I believe I came across the beginning of it, and I read several paragraphs, and I was like, wow, this is great. It was written by one of the people that pays attention and is probably also a sovereign soldier. And it is published somewhere on the website. I haven't been able to get back to it, but the beginning was very interesting. So if people want to read that, if they want to write in their thoughts about that, that would be great. And I will try and get to that very soon so we can discuss it possibly on the next show. Okay, so the next section says, a close friend of mine, I was trying to talk about ascension and how the light will find its own, but he was insisting he already had an essence of light which was inviolable, and always would be intact whatever happened. He had a vision recently of his light body, but I couldn't say too much. But my question is, if there is indeed a part of our spirit essence which has never incarnated fully, is it not already ascended and in the light? I feel, though, because we must do the spirit barcode removal, there is a disconnect or schism between the fragments of spirit that can be lost because they are contaminated by the incarnation process, and that part that has remained, perhaps, is it on the light ship?
Okay, a little complicated there. Your spirit incarnates fully with whatever spirit you have left for the incarnation for the next life. The other parts of you over, you know, many, many incarnations that have been, say, stolen by this darkness energy, you have no connection to that. It's still light, it's still living, but it's not going to be with you. And it's in the dark side universe, which the light does not go into. So the parts of you, it sounded like somebody was like talking about using the term higher self and lower self or some kind of self. Okay, so what you have in each lifetime is all that can be brought to you for that lifetime. There's nothing hidden outside of you that is like... you know, waiting, you know, like in the dugout, you know, waiting to come in if for an emergency or something, or it's just out there doing nothing. So your first incarnation here, all of you came here. And through, you know, thousands of incarnations, the dark side took bits and pieces of you. And what you have now is what you have. It's still okay to have, you know, what you have. Don't get worried, you know, most people have less than 1% of spirit in them from when they first incarnated. That's why your spirit can't do a lot of things for you. In the original time, it could, when it was all fully empowered. So what you have is what you have, and now as you start bringing yourself back through your spirit retrievals, etc., you're bringing back what is outside of your body that was kicked out of you or you forced out for some reason. And it's just waiting to come in, and it could even be terrorized or afraid that the dark side is going to see it outside of your body and steal it. So when you do these clearings of bringing your spirit back to yourself, you're only getting maybe a tenth of a percent or something of you that is lost outside of yourself or on timeline. So that's still very good because you get more of yourself here. So what's in the darkness, you know, that 99% of you, just forget about it. Don't feel guilty or anything else. That's the way the dark side works, and it's there. What you have to be aware of is what you want to do is protect what you have and not worry about what happened in the past, because you have no clue of what happened. And so there's nothing outside of yourself that's trying to hold ground for ascension. No, you have it with you. And that's what hopefully we'll leave here. And hopefully you'll be able to take parts of your body with. Remember I said parts, unless you did a lot of clearings, and you're going to know how your body feels. And then those parts will be saved and brought back into the light. And then you go into quarantine to get cleaned off. And then you start another incarnation, and you probably will not come back here again, because the old planet will say will be terminated. So it won't exist. So hopefully I answered that question for you. So, and talking about your light body, even if you have a half a percent of a light body, which we'll call your spirit, it's still going to be very powerful. It's just not strong enough living right now to kick out entities. It has a hard time doing that. It can't control your emotions. You know, if you get emotional, you know that your spirit is supposed to be with you, and your emotions will not even exist if you had your spirit with you, because it lives in the present moment. And your emotions are stirred up, and all of the other energetic bodies are there and maybe contaminated because you haven't cleaned them out, but they're holding energy that works in duality. If your spirit was with you, you would not be in duality. So all of your memories are in duality. So hopefully you understand that. So when you have your thoughts, which is the darkness, that's in duality. Your spirit doesn't live there, doesn't know about what you're thinking. It only manifests in the present moment. So I may have opened up a can of worms here. I don't know, but that's the way it works. What does ascend out of here at ascension time, and you talked about the spirit barcode, which is very good. That's what you need to guarantee your removal from here. That clearing will connect you to the light continuously until ascension occurs, and then you're out of here. And if you do something, some type of spiritual practice, and, maybe you had, a half a percent and you did some spiritual practices and now you lost another 0.1% and now you're down to 0.4%. Well, if you did the spirit barcode when you're at 0.5% and you chose to give your spirit away to the darkness, then you have 0.4%. The light will find that 0.4% and, connect to it and you're out of here. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. It's always one of the most interesting explanations that I like to hear, and I'm sure everybody likes to hear about how that all works. I was just actually remembering today about how some people, I've seen them go by the booth, and most people are like, oh, yeah, I'll do the 5-minute healing or whatever. They don't think about it. They just go, yeah, that sounds good. It feels good around here. I'll check it out. And they sit down and they do it, walk away, and they look, at peace. They don't really know what happened, but they look, better than previously. And then every now and then there's somebody that stops and goes, I don't know. And they think about it. And then they're always like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. And it's funny because it's like your spirit wanted to do it, but you thought yourself out of it. And it's just kind of unfortunate. But that's the way it goes. So, okay. So the third one, the third question is that there are a lot of programs on TV now about UFOs, interestingly, even about how the Nazis had used mediums women to contact ETs from Aldebaran's star system. One showed the Earth bombarded with strange pods with spikes on them that broke into multiple pods and took over the Earth like seeds. I wonder if that actually happened or might happen on a certain timeline, and the producers were picking up on that.
Yeah, I'd say all that's correct.
Whew. Yes, but hopefully, you know, you've gotten that energy or that's done now. Especially if that was something that was back then. But yeah, you want to, for maybe our newbies, Ron, you want to explain a little bit how movies, when you see something in a movie, it's something that may or may not, usually is, actually occurring or has occurred. And because you don't say anything against it or really wake up from the sleep that you're in, it's kind of your acquiescence that's perfectly fine with you that those things happen.
Yeah, that's basically correct, yeah. So you want to, you'd want to do a media clearing on it so that you can get the energy away from you. So that's what I would suggest. Otherwise, remember, when you watch a movie, you're in that movie. And are you a observer like you think you are when you're watching the TV? No, you're in the movie. Are you one of the characters in the movie? You could be. And so now you're hooked up into those timelines of that movie, and, you know, you're in there. So by doing the media clearing, it could help release that from you. If you watch a movie and you don't feel any reaction to the movie, then that means that you have done enough clearings, more than likely. I can't say 100%. But if you don't react, then you know that the energy is just going through you and you're not attached to the outcomes and the storyline of the movie. So you're just viewing it just to view it. And so if you do react to something, you know that you need to do clearings and find out what emotional energy it is, or is it a death that you're worried about in the movie, or a torture or something, you know. There's an issue there, and you want to clear that issue out of your body because you have it and you're resonating to it as you watch the movie. So media clearing will work for that, to at least release you out of that one particular maybe situation or scene that made you upset or cry or get angry or jump around in your seat or cover your eyes or something. You know, once that happens to you, you are hooked up to the movie, but more so, this is an internal energy that you want to release from you. And that could make you even want to look at more movies to see the same situation, because your body is maybe drawing you to that, so you could release it, because you have a remedy to get it away from you. What's that old song, Leslie Gore? I guess it's sad movies always make me cry or something like that. So there it is. She didn't like sad movies, and she was crying because of it. So she had an emotion of sad movies. So back to you.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, some movies can really get to you. So I guess those are your issues. If it really affected you. But how about if you are watching a movie about, let's say, okay, Jupiter Rising, that you said, yeah, that's what's happening, actually. It's interesting how some people can look at it and just go, oh, well, it's just an interesting movie. But you're like, no, this is actually what's happening. So I know that... different factions of the powers that be or had been on this planet for a long time would basically have to get people to, they would have to warn people in some way or tell them what they were doing. It was part of the deal, so that they would communicate what they were doing or planning in a movie. And if nobody said anything because they just thought they were watching a movie, then it was like the go-ahead for these people to continue doing whatever it was that they wished to do.
So in a way, you're consenting to having that happen to you when you see it.
Yep.
So you want to, kind of claim that you're not involved with that. You don't consent. Another way of looking at it. And then you want to keep talking? I have something else to interject there, but I kind of interrupted you.
Yeah, that's how they get you to acquiesce, because you're like, oh, well, that's just a show, and that wouldn't happen to me. But you still haven't done anything to clear any emotions that you may have about it, or to go, well, goodness, I certainly don't want that to happen in our future. So I'm going to, try and change it or look out for ways to make that different.
Yep.
Well, another way to look at it, Ron, is actually like, okay, so let's say somebody goes to a psychic and the psychic says, well, if you continue on the path you're on, which is exactly what they're saying, then such and such will happen to you. But you can go, oh, wow, I don't want that to happen, so I'm going to change the path I'm on. But if you just saw a show and you didn't change the path where it was taking you, then what they say is going to happen will happen. So I'm always reminded of, I don't know what show it was because it only lasted for like 4 episodes, but there was a show that one of the episodes was aired 6 months before or a year before or something, the 9/11 incident, and it was about some people who hijacked an airplane and ran it into one of the towers. And this was actually in a TV show that was on air, and somebody recorded it and said, hey, did anyone see this? Isn't this strange? But then the show got canceled like after 9/11, and I don't even know what show that was now. That was a long time ago, obviously. But, everyone just thought they were watching a TV show.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, what I will say is if you're kind of tuned into maybe looking at vampires, movies, entities, like that could come into you because it's already on your screen. It could hop into your room, and you could be getting these entities of vampires or zombies, there's shows of that's coming out. So I just pass those shows by because I don't need to deal with any more stuff, But yeah, it's kind of what you're drawn to. So if you are drawn to that and you picked up entities, well, you better get your entity clearing because you could be loaded with these type of entities from the show that you've been watching, but in the zombie shows, you might start seeing people being zombies, Maybe that's step 2 of the clones, But anyway, getting close to the end of the show here. Anything you want to add before we do the mind to heart drop?
Okay, yeah. Just one more thing really quick. The person has written in about the entities question again. I believe what they're getting at is they're saying that a long time ago it said Ron held a month intensive for entities clearing. And then they feel that it was almost like it says many years ago, like almost 10 years. And then they asked, can I just now get the unlimited? And your answer was, yes, just get the unlimited. They're wondering if their past was cleared from doing that intensive with you.
If I said it was at the time, then that would be correct. Being in the present moment, I can't go, that's like lifetimes ago for me.
Okay, yeah.
So,
okay. All right. So I hope that answers that. But the point is that they do now have the unlimited. So going forward, they have something to clear themselves off of entities. So.
And if it was 10 years ago, that was done, what happened to you in 10 years? You have entities from 10 years. If you just purchased the unlimited, what you need to do... I'm sure if I did something for that long, it could have helped you, but it won't be the same as a whole lifetime clearing. So you still need to get the whole lifetime clearing. So what you got was a bunch of Band-Aids, you know, 10 years ago on whatever I was doing, and it's not the same as a whole lifetime clearing. And the fact that I probably did it more than one time is just giving you additional Band-Aids to help yourself. So let's do the mind to heart drop. Here we go. So you need to command your spirit out loud. And what you do is you say, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards, 3 times. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody. Blessings. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. And thank you, listeners. And ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everybody. Blessings.